Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, December 16, 2013. Merry Christmas to everyone. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Arnold, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Weaver. If you'll rise, please.
Please join me in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, as we become before you this day and on the upcoming Christmas season, we humbly ask for your blessings on this governing body, our families and friends. And please watch over all of us and protect us wherever we may journey this holiday season. This is the season for you, dear Lord, and your Son, Jesus Christ, who buried our sins. We ask all these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Please join me in reciting the pledge to our flag.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right. A little bit out of order today, and begin with the agenda item under District Clerk, which is item A, to consider and possibly approve a proclamation for Celia B. Dominguez for 27 years of dedicated service to the District Clerk's office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and wishing her well in her retirement. And do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Celia, if you would come up to the podium and bring whoever you wish with you. I'm told that we have five generations of your family present today.
Yeah.
Well, let me read this. Let me read this proclamation and then we'll give you an opportunity to say anything you want to add. It says, whereas Celia B. Dominguez has served the citizens of Jefferson County as a deputy district clerk for over 27 years and has proven herself to be an extremely dedicated employee and has now announced her retirement. And whereas Celia has made a lasting impression on the citizens, attorneys, law firms, runners, judges and staff, members as being a person of extreme competency with a warm sense of humor and unending energy. And whereas the district clerk's office will miss her years of expertise in all areas of the district clerk's office operations and being a leader in converting all district courts to the e-filing system, and whereas all of us join in congratulating her on her retirement, we wish her many years of happiness while spending a great deal of time with her daughter and her new grandson, Clayton, and of course her talented husband and MIS, David Dominguez. Now, therefore, the Commissioners' Court of Jefferson County does hereby resolve to acknowledge the service, dedication, and selfless years Celia has spent in service to the District Clerk's office and to the citizens of Jefferson County, and we urge all in our community to join in congratulating her upon the occasion of her retirement.
I'm so thankful for family. And the district clerk's office has been my family for the past 27 and years and 4 months. It's been a journey and it's been an adventure. I'm so excited to be able to retire and do some maybe charity work, maybe some missionary work or some community service. But I sure have enjoyed being a public servant. And I'd like to acknowledge my grandfather here, Cecil Holstead. He was the district clerk prior to Johnny Appleman, and he's 96 years old, and he's here with me today. How amazing is that? It's been amazing.
Thank you so much, and you did such a great job, even having to put up with David at home. We've got But he's got to have a good side too, because I know he goes with you to the Baptist church and you go to him, with him to the Catholic church. So y'all are doing very good. And next is item A under Sheriff's Department, which is consider and approve a resolution for Charles Charlie Lee Melanson for 20 years of dedicated service as a peace officer in the patrol unit for the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, and wishing him well in his retirement. If you'll come, well, do I have a motion on that item?
Move.
Second.
Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
The ayes have it unanimously. Mr. Melanson, if you'll come up. Commissioner Weaver is going to read. You feel free to bring whoever you want. I know the sheriff will want to come up.
Charlie, it's my honor and privilege to be able to read this resolution in honor of your retirement. And so I want to go ahead and proceed with that. Whereas Charles Charlie Lee Melanson has devoted 20 years of his life serving the people of Jefferson County with pride and professionalism. And whereas Charlie Melanson has dedicated his talents and privilege and pledged his services as a corrections officer, a peace officer for Jefferson County and the correctional facility, adult boot camp, and youth academy. And whereas Charlie Melanson has dedicated his services as a deputy in law enforcement for Jefferson County Sheriff's Office in the patrol unit and canine unit, along with his canine dog named Caro.
Caro,
right. Caro, okay. And whereas Charlie Melanson has made an outstanding contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, serving as the livestock deputy for 9 years in the animal control unit of Jefferson County Sheriff's Office. And whereas through hard work and commitment to excellence, Charlie Melanson has earned the respect of his colleagues and the citizens of Jefferson County. And whereas having made a significant contribution to the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office, Charlie Melanson is recognized for his unselfish devotion to the common good and welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, and will always be missed by his friends and co-workers. Now, therefore, be it resolved that Jefferson County Commissioners Court does hereby honor and commend Charles Charlie Lee Melanson for his dedicated service as a valuable employee of Jefferson County, and wishes him well in his retirement. Signed this day, Judge Jeff Brannick and all commissioners of Jefferson County.
You know, when I became sheriff, I met Charlie, and first time I met him, he impressed me at the youth academy. He was one of the DIs out there at the ribbon cutting ceremony. They had a guy mowing grass behind a wooden fence, and they told Charlie if he would go get that lawnmower stopped, and there was a whole bunch of dignitaries and everybody gathered up. I was not a dignitary at that time, but anyway, Charlie went through the gate. As soon as he closed the gate behind him, he's just on the other side, he bellowed in a very loud voice for that guy to turn that damn lawnmower off like nobody could hear him out there. That was my first introduction to him. When I became sheriff, Charlie and I found we had a lot of things in common. We had some mutual friends and some other things in common, and we not only became co-workers but friends. We're losing a wonderful livestock deputy. You mentioned in that reading there, Commissioner, that he was interested, you know, to serve the welfare of the citizens of Jefferson County, but the bigger thing that he served was the welfare of the animals in Jefferson County. It's going to be hard for me to find somebody. Underneath this rugged exterior is a huge heart, and Charlie has steadfastly looked after the quality of life in this county for the livestock under his care, not under his care, and I've watched him do that over the last many years, and I'm gonna have some big shoes to fill in that regard. He's done a tremendous job for us, and Charlie, you're gonna be missed. I'd invite everybody to come to the retirement party. I'm sure there'll be a lot more Charlie Melanson stories told there. I'd heard rumor that he was retiring. I made a call with him the other day out in the county. He tried to hide from me with that goatee and mustache that is not in regulation, and I knew then he was serious about retiring.
Charlie, you know, you and I go way back.
Way back.
Way back. And the county's losing an employee that is it's going to be a big void to fill. When I first met Charlie, he worked out at the jail, and Charlie's one of those officers that was at work 30 minutes prior to his shift, ready to go. And the work ethic that Charlie had out there just surpassed most. I can't say enough, Charlie. You were an example to many. We're just going to miss you. I'm going to really, really miss you. I wish you the best. It's hard to believe we're all we've come from the time that we first met. And I enjoyed many years with you, and we had some tough times, some fun times, and good times. And
yes, we did.
You got many more to go to be with your family, and I wish you the best.
Appreciate it.
You're a good friend.
Appreciate it. I was truly blessed to work here. It's always been a dream of mine to become a peace officer. I worked at Chevron Gulf, and then when I became a certified welder, and then when I went to school and Jefferson County was going to hire me, I was really excited. I told my wife, dreams come true. And being early, I was early today. I was told to be here at 1:30. I come at 1 o'clock, and I watched something. I had no clue what was happening. But it was interesting. That's down from my house, actually, that refinery. I was just asking the sheriff about it. But sheriff's been excellent to me. He's let me done my job. All my supervisors, nobody mess. They let you do your job. And Brent, you know, the day I hired on, I'm marching to that tent to interview with Brent Weaver. And they said, man, go listen to Brent. If he don't hire you, don't worry about it. We're going to hire you out here. But him being a Marine, I was an ex-Marine. We just were, you know, it's a band of brothers, just like law enforcement, it's a band of brothers. And I appreciate everything Jefferson County's done for me. And my wife's bared with me 39 years. How or why, I have no clue. It's got to be love, can't be the money. But I want to thank Jefferson County for actually employing me. And it was a great ride.
Thank you. We'll see more. Moving on to other items on the agenda, under purchasing, item A is considering possibly approved disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Been moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, item A is considering possibly approving authorized county judge to execute a ground lease option with Accelerated Development Operating Company, LLC, for property located at Jack Brooks Regional Airport. Do I have a motion on that item? Been moved and seconded. Discussion? I have a couple of points of discussion. I've looked at the lease. Mr. Queer, would you like to come up to the podium, please? Kate Queer with the Nederland Economic Development Commission has worked very hard on this project trying to promote development out there with a number of developers and a lot of retailers and everything over the last year, and it looks like it's finally come to fruition.
Impressive.
And we may be soon seeing construction out there. We've got this ground lease option that's before the court today. Mr. Rupp, Mr. Queer, I've made a couple of changes in it under paragraph 1B on the option period. I said that in no event will the option period extend beyond a period of 10 years. Under section 4.09, made a provision that there would be no assignment of the option without the consent of the county, which consent would not be unreasonably withheld, as in all our other contracts. In item 4.12, I've stricken the indemnity language because the county is not allowed under Texas law to indemnify anyone. But I've initialed those, so hopefully accelerated development is going to find these changes to be de minimis, and we'll have no problem executing it on the other side. And if there are, once we've approved it, if they'd like to discuss it further, we'll be happy to visit with them.
Judge, has the DA's office approved?
Yes. Yes. Mr. Rugg has. Mr. Queer, is there anything you'd like to say about the project, about your work, and so forth?
I can just say I love going to work every day. It's very exciting to know that we've come this far. We've been working on it hard and heavy for the last 6 months with the developers, with our local officials. We've actually had a meeting of all of our public utility providers to see what we needed to do if we had enough electrical capacity, water, sewage, and things like that. Everything has passed the first phase, so I would just love to be able to say Merry Christmas, Jefferson County, Merry Christmas, the city of Nederland, you know, that we have something wonderful that we're going to be bringing to them in the near future. So we just pray for your blessing. I believe the three items that you've talked about should not be an issue with accelerated development.
Well, I thank you for all the work that you've done on it. It's exciting news. I'm thankful to Drainage District 7, too, who worked with Commissioner Weaver on some of the drainage issues out there. Appreciate their assistance. And we're looking forward to it.
I have one of the developers with me. Do you have any questions for
please
him?
Please come on up and introduce Greg. Yourself. You might want to tell us what your plans are as much as you can tell us right now.
It's really exciting. You know, we wish it were yesterday, but it'll happen a lot faster than we expect.
And this I'd also like to echo the comments. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. This is Mr. Greg Coxon, and he's with Accelerated Development, and he would actually be the project manager over the project out there. Good.
Thank you very much, Kay. Commissioners, good afternoon. Thank you for having us. I've got to tell you, whenever we go and do a project, obviously it has big impact. And it has impact to not only my company, but it has impact for the community. And we want to be here as a community member, not as a foreign party coming in just to try to do something. We want to try to incorporate what the community would like to see here. We want to see this as a community asset rather than just a shopping center. So we've had a lot of discussions about the project. We've taken a lot of ideas. We're very thankful for the opportunity, number one. Very enthused about being here today. I'd like to thank you for that. And today is sort of our kickoff, our formal kickoff. So I hope you'll join me in having a sort of a moral celebration here today for that, because it's a wonderful day for our firm. It's a wonderful time of year. As I mentioned before, we do want to have an asset that the community can enjoy. That's the number one objective. At the same time, we have to have an asset that makes financial sense. But I was asked earlier by somebody, do you think that we'll have people from Nederland that work here and can be involved in the trades and can be involved in the construction? And whenever we go into a community and do a new project, our objective is to help that community. And so, yes, we will have open doors to having trades and other types of things that will help us build the center. Once the occupants get in, those people offering goods and services, obviously there'll be job creation. So we're very, very excited to make those types of contributions, as well as have a financial project that does well. So I'd like to thank each of you. We've had the opportunity to meet and to talk over a couple of different meetings, and thank you for your time.
Merry Christmas. We appreciate you. We know you may have not known, but they've had there'll probably be more information available. They had extensive development experience, retail all across the nation, primarily in the West, and we're excited about the opportunities this presents. Members of the public may not know, but that rents received on airport property by FAA Covenant are going to be going back into the airport. They won't be used for any other operations of the county. So we're required to take any funds earned out there and plow it back, anything within the airport development plan, back into airport operations. And so this should help relieve some of the cost that the taxpayers now bear for airport operations, and we're excited about it. Mr. Rupp, do you have anything you wanted to add?
Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Merry
sir.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Auditor, we have two items. Item A is to consider and approve fiscal year 2013 budget amendments for transfers out for capital projects items. And item B is to regular county bills, check numbers 388267 through 388569. Do I have a motion on that item?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And under County Clerk, item A is consider and possibly approve the notice of early voting locations and hours for the March 4th, 2014 joint primary election. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Any discussion? Ms. Guidry, Ms. Goodness, my understanding that we're going to be changing in Needle and Fort Natchez a few of the voting locations?
Judge, yes, that's for Election Day. I think Ms. Guidry has laryngitis, so she's asked me to speak on her behalf today. I believe she met with several of the commissioners this morning in light of the court's desire to reduce costs for Election Day. That's part of the reason why we've asked for countywide polling places for the March primary. Which, of course, we don't have approval yet, but if we do get that approval, then we would like to reduce by about eight or so locations throughout the county, a few in each commissioner's precinct, since every voter would be able to vote at any location on Election Day throughout the county, just like they do for early voting.
That's fine with me. I'm going to only have to go about 50 yards from Port Nature's Middle to Port Hebert Library. It's not going to change my...
Teresa, it shouldn't be a problem because if the voting centers get approved, court's already approved that, if Secretary of State approves it, then, you know, like, it should be a mute issue because people can vote wherever they want.
Right, like, just like they did for the November election. Ms. Guidry pointed out that she hasn't yet spoken with Commissioner Senegal, and, you know, then she'll come back to the court in January and present to you the list of Election Day locations after each commissioner has had a chance to review the locations that we previously used and what she's presented to each of you.
Commissioner?
Right, and my biggest concern, I know we're going to meet after court, Ms. Guidry, but is that we haven't get approval for all this real-time voting every time, and that's going to be a concern of mine, that if we get rejected and then we have to go back to some of the old voting polls, that's going to be a problem I'm going to have.
Right. Commissioner, there was a slight change made to the law this last time. And you do have to go to the Secretary of State's office and ask for permission until they give us a letter that says, basically, you've done well for these last couple of elections, so from now on, anytime you want to do countywide polling locations, you're allowed to do it. So at some point, we hope to get a letter from the Secretary of State that allows us basically not to go ask permission each election.
Right. Well, would it be up to the court that we do want real-time voting each time, even if they give us permission to do it any time we want? Would it be up to the court, or will it be something that's in stone from here on?
Well, I think that would be up to the court to decide.
Yeah. If it works well and go well, then we get the letter, then we have no problems, Commissioner. But if we still have to go back and ask, as long as we got to ask somebody else, I'm concerned.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Commissioners, item A is to receive and file the 2014 Jefferson County Tax Uniform Abatement Policy pursuant to Texas Tax Code Section 312.002, with said policy to be effective for the period of 2014 through 2016. Item B is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county execute a tax abatement agreement between Jefferson County and BASF Corporation. Item C is to consider and possibly approve and receive and file an order merging the Pandora Methanol LLC reinvestment zone and the OCI Firewater reinvestment zones to form the OCI reinvestment zone pursuant to section 312.401 of the Texas Tax Code. Item D is to receive and file an executed contract number 711281 between Jefferson County, Texas and the Texas Department of Agriculture, Amendment 1 for the Cheek Water and Sewer Improvement Project. Item E is to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file the reappointment of Levon Jones, Larry Landry, and Susan Haver to the Jefferson County Emergency Services District Number 1 Board of Commissioners, effective January 1st, 2014 through December 31st, 2015. I know I saw at least Mr. Jones out there and Mr. Landry.
Judge, may I interrupt you?
Yes, please.
Would Levon and Larry both stand and be recognized, please? And Susan Haver is not with us today. She's another appointee to this CSD. Just want the public to know that these folks do this on a volunteer basis. It's a year-round job for them, and we certainly appreciate your service to the Emergency Services District, and thank you for being our watchdog, our eyes and ears on the ground out there, making sure those tax dollars are spent wisely and efficiently. So thank you very much. Appreciate your service.
Item F is to consider the resolution approving action of Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation as to a 13th supplemental trust indenture and security agreement relating to the remarketing on December 19th, 2013 of its Hurricane Ike disaster area revenue bonds for the Jefferson Refinery LLC Project Series 2010 and related matters. Item G will be tabled until next week. And via addendum, item H is to receive and file Jefferson County Precinct annual road reports as required by section 251.018 of the Texas Transportation Code, and file a copy with the grand jury as required by section 251.005 of the Texas Transportation Code. Do I have a motion on those items under commissioner? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that concludes our regular agenda. I think because of a discussion we had a little bit earlier, that we will have Commissioners Court and the Jefferson County Industrial Development Corporation meeting, the Industrial Development Corporation will meet next Monday at 1 p.m., followed by a meeting of the Jefferson County Commissioners Court on the 23rd at 1:30. We will not have court on December 30th, the following Monday. And we hope that each and every one of you has a blessed Christmas season. Is there anything any member of the court wishes to bring to the attention of the public? Anything needs further discussion? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.